Everyone, this is my investment portfolio audio comment. So a few statistics about my portfolio. It's pretty small because I felt that the best way to have a successful outcome was to have a small amount of stocks that I trusted and was familiar with. As a result, I invested in 5 companies, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Kroger, and Procter & Gamble, and 1 mutual fund, the Vanguard S&P 500 ETF. Originally, I was going to invest in bonds too, but I figured that because of the short term of the investment project, the returns for the bonds probably wouldn't have been as profitable as just investing my money in regular companies. So the first stock I invested in was the Vanguard S&P 500 ETF. I invested about half my money in this stock, and that was largely due to the fact that I wanted to diversify my stocks quite a bit, and the market sector that this is under is diversified services. So because the stock is dependent on the S&P 500, it fluctuates depending on the overall performance of those companies included in the S&P 500, which is nice because that means losses will be canceled out by gains from other companies, which means that the stock will largely stay the same and not see too many increases or decreases, depending on the overall performance of the companies in the S&P 500. I also read a little bit about how the political situation has impacted it and that the gridlock in Congress will make it hard to pass anything that will largely affect the markets, and that as a result, the stock will probably end up going up because it's connected to the S&P 500 market. I wouldn't really do anything differently with this. I think it was a good investment of my money, and I liked that it kept my amount mostly the same. The second stock I invested in was Amazon, and I invested in this 2 different times because the first time I invested in it when it was going down, and then it kept going down, so I invested in it again to minimize my losses again. The reason for buying it was because Amazon I'm very familiar with it. I knew a lot about what was going on with the company, and it's pretty reliable. And they were set to make their decision about their new headquarter location soon, so I anticipated that the stock would stabilize as a result. The stock is down, even though they announced their decision, because of concerns that it would raise the cost of living in the cities where the headquarters now are, and it would probably make transportation a bigger issue. And they've also been underperforming in sales, but they will hopefully make that up during the Black Friday and Christmas season. I probably would have waited to buy Amazon till it was at a lower point, just because that would have also minimized my losses, but I think the 2 different purchases I made at 2 different low points helped with that. The third company, and my biggest mistake, was Apple. So Apple has been underperforming with the release of their new iPhone, and as a result, the stock has been declining. I thought that by investing in it while it was declining, it would eventually go back up because people always end up buying iPhones. However, that was not the case, and their sales have still been down. And so it's in the electronics market sector. And I probably just wouldn't have invested in Apple if I could do this over. My fourth company I invested in was Facebook. So I knew that Facebook was coming off a lot of the distribution. So their performance this past year has fluctuated up and down, but it was currently on a decline when I bought it. So I figured that because Facebook is such a reliable and well-known computer software and service, it would probably go back up. But it's been fluctuating between going up and down at the price point I bought it. And there's just been still a lot of controversy with the user information being shared with data companies. So I probably wouldn't have invested as much in Facebook, if at all. The fifth company I invested in was Kroger. So Kroger is part of the consumer non-durable market sector. And so this has been very stable just because it sells a lot of products that people need pretty much all the time. And they haven't fluctuated much over the past year. So I invested in Kroger because I knew the company and I figured it would be a wise investment. They were down a little bit and they ended up making that returns, and they've been on an upward trend and now they're up 13% in my portfolio. And they've been my best stock, improving the most. This is largely because their sales have been beating their expectations for the quarter, which has caused a lot of optimism in where the stock is going. For this, the only thing I would do differently was just invest more earlier to maximize my gains. The last company I invested in was Procter & Gamble. I invested in this company because, again, like Kroger, it's in the consumer non-durable sector. And also, it is a blue chip stock that's very reliable and generally has an upward trend. I did invest when this company was on an upward trend, which I now realize was probably a little bit of a mistake just due to the increase in losses I could have if they decrease too much. But overall, Procter & Gamble is a reliable, trustworthy company that many people know and has therefore been going up. And that's why I invested in it. Overall, I think my stock investment choices were pretty good with the exception of Apple. And there's not much I would really do differently. I also learned a lot from this project, and it's been a very productive and important learning experience. And I really appreciated having this kind of hands-on real-world experience, though it was pretty intimidating at the beginning. Thanks.